Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Kings chapter 18 from verse 41. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41. The Bible says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the abundance of rain." There is a sound of the abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Holy Ghost, take over. Let the anointing of the Spirit be fresh today. Let a life be transformed and changed in Jesus' mighty name. Now, last week we began to speak about, you know, I came to pronounce, to declare, and to decree that 2022 is our year to break through. It is our year to break through. Amen. I said it is our year to break through. Amen. I'm breaking through in 2022. Amen. I'm breaking through next year. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen? Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, as I explained, that as a child of God, you have to be sensitive to the wind of the Spirit. Now, when the Holy Spirit moves, he creates a wind, because he himself is a wind. Are you listening to me? Now, when that wind blows, I explained that you have to be like an eagle. An eagle doesn't fly like other birds. Most birds, they flap their wings all the time. But an eagle, he only flaps his wings just to get to the air. When he gets there, he allows the air to carry him. So an eagle doesn't fly, an eagle soars. That's why one of the musicians, they sing a song that I will soar on wings like the eagle. In other words, I will just open my wings and let the wind carry me. Hallelujah. Now, next year, prophetically, what I'm telling you is that there's a wind that is going to blow, and that wind is so that you and I and our church can break through. Now, I don't want you to be mistaken. There is getting a breakthrough and there is breaking through. It's two different things. Amen. And I'm not praying for a breakthrough. A breakthrough is a one-time event and it's over. When you break through, it's the beginning of multiple events that are coming in your life. I listen to what I'm saying. Amen. A breakthrough, you get a car and it's over. You have a car. But when you break through, it's like things begin to set up in your life so that all of a sudden you get a car, you get married, you become spiritual. Things are just moving in a certain way. Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I don't want us to be waiting for God to give us breakthroughs. I want you yourself to be a breakthrough. Amen. Next year, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and I declare that you are breaking through. Amen. I said you are breaking through. Amen. And I continue to explain that breakthrough, according to the dictionary, means your first notable success. Not to say you've never had success before, but this one is a notable one that people will see. It will be the beginning of beginnings. It will be a start of greater things to come. You see, next year is not going to be your best year. Next year is going to be the first of many good years. Because you are breaking through. Now, some of us, we have been attempting to break through in life, but to no avail. And for many of us, these breakthroughs are in different forms. Hallelujah. But this year, by the Spirit, I prophesy unto you that it will begin to work. Things will start working together for your good. Amen. This coming year is your year. Amen. And I don't want you to look down at yourself. Pastor, I know this thing works for other people, but people like me, The more deep you are in a hole, you are the better candidate for God. Amen. Because if your life already looks like you have broken through, people are going to say, but obvious. But if your life looks like there is no chance for you, and God stretches out his hand and pulls you out and makes you a success, then people are going to say, God is alive. Yeah. Your God liveth. Yeah. Put your hands together for Jesus. So as you can see on the scripture that we read, Elijah was waiting for rain. And he was waiting for so much rain that he said to Ahab, I hear the sound of the abundance. Abundance means a lot. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. But notice that when he kept on sending the young man to and fro, the young man came back the seventh time and he said, I see the cloud the size of a man's hand. Now, when you look at that, it doesn't seem like breakthrough. Jesus. But a spiritual man, when he heard that, he realized that that is my breakthrough. You see, you have to learn how to move with God. One day, Jesus was ministering to people, healing the sick, casting out devils, blessing people, feeding thousands of people. When he finished, he told his disciples, get on a ship and go ahead of me, and I will meet you on the way. So they went, and it was in the evening. Jesus went to a mountain and prayed throughout the night. And in the early hours in the evening, while it was still dark, he decided to go and join them on the boat on the sea. And so Jesus just stepped out in the water and began to walk towards them. Now I want you to learn a very important principle in this story. As Jesus was walking towards them, remember he said, I'm coming to you. Remember, he's going to them. But when they saw them, the Bible says he looked like he was going past. It's actually in the Bible. He looked like he was going past. And when they saw him, then they called out to him. Then he came to the boat. Amen. The way that spiritual things work, even if God has determined that the coming year is your year, if you don't recognize the breakthrough, you can miss it. If you don't recognize it, you can miss it. When God has determined that this is your year, he has planned that this is your year, he has told you that this is your year. But when he comes, if you don't recognize the wind, If you don't recognize the cloud, you can miss your blessing. Then you'll be like, did I hear the voice of God? You'll be asking yourself many questions. You'll be doubting. But the problem is that when you saw the cloud, you said that it can't be my breakthrough. It's a small cloud. And you ignored the small cloud and you missed your breaking through. Amen. So this coming year, you have to be very sensitive to the move of the Spirit. You have to be able to see certain things happening in your life, and you have to say, this is not normal. God is up to something. And then you spread your wings and allow the air to carry you. The problem with many people is when they see the cloud, they don't recognize that God is on the move. Because normally, at the beginning of the breakthrough, it doesn't look like something, you know, attractive. It's only when you jump into it, then you realize that, hey, it is the abundance of rain. When Elijah heard that there's a cloud, now imagine how small the cloud is, the size of a man's hand. Elijah said, hurry up. Go and tell Ahab to run quickly. If he doesn't run, the rain will stop him. That time, there's only a small cloud. By the time Ahab got into his chariot, it poured like no one's business. Tell a neighbor, say, you cannot miss your breakthrough next year. You can't miss your breakthrough. Now, I want to show you some people who experienced breakthrough in scripture. We're going to look at a few of them, and then I'm going to share one or two things, and then we are going to close. Hallelujah. Does it sound like a plan? Come with me to the book of Luke chapter 1 from verse 5. Luke chapter 1 from verse 5. When I remember what the Lord has done, go back anymore. When I remember, what the Lord has done, I will never go back anymore. No, 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 no. No, no, I will never go back anymore. No, 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 no. No, no, I will never go back anymore. Luke chapter 1, we are reading from verse 5. The Bible says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias. A certain priest. Even children of God need to break through. You know, we as children of God need to break through more than anybody else. Do you understand? As a child of God, especially as one who really loves God and is serving God, the enemy does not want you to break through. Because he knows that your breakthrough will bring glory to God. Other people, when they break through, they will say things like, I worked very hard. I never slept. And they will tell you, you know, you have to master discipline. You have to master the body. You see, a child of God, even if he mastered the body and didn't sleep, he will first say it is by the grace of God. Yeah. this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So the devil doesn't want you to break through. No. So even you as a child of God, you must break through. Hallelujah. Let's continue. A certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. In other words, they were old. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Verse 10. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son. And thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even while he is in his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, this breakthrough was a breakthrough for a couple that couldn't have children. For years, to the point where the Bible says they were well stricken in years. Stricken is like they were beaten by age. That tells you they are old. But what I like about this couple is that when the angel appeared, he said, thy prayers have been answered. As much as I want you to break through, if you don't want the breakthrough, there's no breakthrough that you'll be breaking through. Because their breakthrough was in response to their prayers. Amen. There are people in this life who have given up. Amen. They've stopped trying. When they began, they were looking for a job. They've never gotten a job. They stopped. They stopped trying. There were people who wanted to be educated. Initially, they were trying, but at some point, they gave up. For as much as God wants to bless you, if you don't want to be blessed, you cannot be blessed. You have to desire. You have to have a hunger to break through in this life. So this couple, even when they went past the years of being able to have children, they kept believing God to have children. And eventually, God answered them miraculously. Not many people are privileged to see angels. This one, an angel, and it was not just any angel. This angel was Gabriel. And Gabriel is an archangel. I only know three: Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer, who now became Satan. And this angel Gabriel lives in the glory of God. When you read the book of Revelations, John was tempted many times to worship some of those angels there. Because the glory of God, because that's where they live. I listen to me. So for you to experience breakthrough like God plans you to have in the coming year, you can't be in a given up status. Any lost dream, you have to wake it up. Start waking it up between now and the end of the year. Wake it up. Some of you young ones here, you always had a desire to be a doctor. But the way your marks are going, you look like you are going to be a nurse. And you are saying, I've tried. You've given up. You have to awaken the hunger to be a doctor again. Amen. And God will help you to soar on wings like an eagle. All of a sudden, you begin to understand your books like you never understood it before. Because you are breaking through. Young ones, your amens are not blessing me. Can I hear amen from the young ones? Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up. It is possible. We were visiting some people on Thursday, and one young girl, I asked her, she's going into matric this coming year. And I said, what do you want to do when you finish matric? She said, I want to be a dentist. But the way she said it, I said, are you sure you want to be a dentist? She said, gahle, I want to be a doctor. But my life sciences, I'm struggling. So now I'm downgrading to be wanting to be a dentist. Why are you downgrading? So I said to her, I don't understand downgrading. You are a doctor. Amen. Fight to be a doctor. Amen. In that fight, the Lord will help. Amen. And she will break through. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have to understand that the breakthrough is in response to your crying out to God. To the appetite of making it in this life. Making it especially in regards to your relationship with God and into the destiny that He has for you. If you have given up, there's no answer. There's no prayer to be answered. And therefore, you will not be able to break through. So you must hunger for it. You must hunger to succeed. Don't be satisfied with being ordinary. Don't be satisfied with being a statistic. Choose to be one of the ones. When they look at the stars, you are one of the stars. Can I hear an amen with faith? Put your hands together for Jesus. The other thing I want you to notice is that they thought that God was just going to give them a child. For many years, they've been longing for a child, trying for a child, nothing. It's because they thought they just wanted a child. Amen. But what God had planned for them was mind-blowing. This child, God didn't even tell them that, okay, what do you want to name them? He said, this one, I'm giving you the name. Because what you are going to have is not just a child. You are breaking through. Amen. And God told them that they're going to have a child and you must name him John. Amen. The culture was that when you name the child, it must be either the father's name or someone in the family. If you read on, you will see, because the Zachariah, when the angel said that you are going to have a child, Zachariah said, Kanjan, I'm old. The angel was angry, said, you are a priest. How can you be asking questions like that? Amen. I'm a shapagambama, and he couldn't speak anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when it was time for John to be named, the Jewish people, they named the child on the eighth day after the child is born. So they were having some kind of naming ceremony. Everybody had come to celebrate with them the newborn child in the house. And they said to the mother, Elizabeth, what is the child's name? And she said, John. And they said, John. But the father is Zacharias, it's not John. And as far as we know, there's not John in the family. And they started arguing with the mother, and they asked the father, and he couldn't speak. So he wrote on a paper and said, his name is John. The minute he wrote John, his mouth opened and he could speak again. You see, They thought they just wanted to have a child so that they can be like everybody else. We also have children. Amen. But God had planned something bigger, Amen. Something greater. Amen. When John was of age, Jesus said, amongst people who are born of a woman, John is the greatest prophet who ever lived. Can you imagine? There was Samuel, there was Abraham, there was Moses. Moses who parted the sea, Moses who made the sky dark. God said, John is the greatest of the prophets who ever lived. Wow. What a breakthrough. This was the beginning of a series of events that was going to make their lives great. John's destiny, the reason why he was alive, his job was to announce Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit who said to him, I want you to start baptizing. In the whole Bible, we don't see anyone being baptized with water. So the Holy Spirit says to John, I want you to start baptizing people with water. So John didn't know what on earth baptizing, but okay, I know your voice, I will obey. Then one day, as he was baptizing, the Holy Spirit had told him that you are going to see a lamb. And when you see the lamb, and when you see a dove coming from the heavens and landing on the lamb, this is the Messiah. You must announce and tell the people that he has come. Eish! So Jesus came one day, and John was busy baptizing people. When he looked to Jesus, he didn't see a man coming. He saw a lamb coming towards him. Then the Holy Ghost said, hey, remember. So when Jesus came, John knew who he was. The Son of the living God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And nothing was made without him. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When John saw him, then Jesus comes and he says, John, baptize me. John said, these people don't know who you are, but I know who you are. What meaneth you that I must baptize you? Then Jesus said, suffer it so that we may fulfill all righteousness. And John baptized him in water. When he came up out of the water, he saw the dove coming from heaven, landing upon Jesus Christ. And there was a voice that day. Those who had it thought that the earth was quaking. And the voice said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You see, Elizabeth thought that they were just having a child. That's what I'm saying. I don't want you to just think that God's going to give me a job. You see, things are aligning for you. So that you can step into your destiny. So that you can become who you were born to become. Next year is that type of year for you. You see, what you must know, and now I'm talking as I'm being inspired. If God is going to give you a job next year, it's not a job. It's not a job. God is opening up your destiny. That job is supposed to be a tool for God to use. When God is giving you a child next year, it's not just a child. Anything that God does for you next year is out of the ordinary. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. When God blesses you next year, this is the question I want you to ask yourself. Lord, what do you want me to do? Jump like a foolish man. Say, Lord, I know this is my year to break through. You have blessed me with whatever blessing that God will open for you. Ask him, Lord, what? What must I do? What step must I take? I don't want to make a mistake to think that this child is just a child. I don't want to make the mistake to think that this job is just a job. I don't want to make the mistake to think that this car is just a car. Amen. I know it is the beginning of blessings. Amen. Am I talking to somebody? All right, I'm running out of time, so I'm going to rush through the rest. Come with me to the book of Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 20. Are you there? The Bible says, Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. How many years? 12 years. Struggling with disease. 12 years. Many people after 12 years, they even name the disease my disease. Which is swikiriyaka. My high blood. My high blood doesn't allow me to go out when the sun is up. My high blood. Hey, some people's high blood, I tell you. You can't touch it. Haven't you heard people talk like that? My diabetes. My arthritis. Which is arthritis? I can only walk up to, hey, mwanaga. Ngaskone. Hey. You have lived with it for so long that it has become like your hand. This is part of you. That even, I told you last time when I went to my in-laws, I saw them coming now, they are drinking their medication. They sent my wife and said, please go and fetch. And she came with a brown bag, like big one like that. And they started sharing. Now they are, we're not working. Okay. They had become doctors. They are sharing medication. But I like this woman. After 12 years, she had not accepted it. She still believed that God could heal her. When you read on, the Bible tells us that she had spent all her money going from doctor to doctor, because people will tell you, there's a doctor that I know about. Goma Melodi. And she probably went to that doctor and nothing happened about her disease. And she was going everywhere. No help for 12 years until she heard that Jesus is in town. I like that woman. Jesus had no business going to her. He was just passing. In fact, another man had come to Jesus and said, my daughter is sick. Please come and pray for her. So Jesus was on his way to heal somebody else. This woman, without anyone prompting her, she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. Jesus was walking and did not even know that this woman is around, and suddenly he felt the anointing flowing. When he turned, he said, hey, who touched me? And the disciple said, Master, what do you mean who touches you? Can't you see that everyone is touching you? Jesus said, there is a touch that I felt. And the woman knew that it was her. And she said, Jesus, it is me. I knew that if I can just touch your clothes, I'll be healed. And she said, indeed, when I touch your clothes, my disease immediately left me. You see, some of us, you've been living with sickness for many years. This coming year, I want you to say bye-bye to the sickness. Amen. You are breaking through. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm breaking through. I will no longer live with sickness. I will no longer be drinking medication and drinking medication and drinking medication. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. So some people will be experiencing breakthroughs or breaking through into a life of health. You'll be surprised there are people who don't know that. Every day is sickness. Every day is pain. But I want you to trust God that this coming year, you are breaking through. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, what I want you to understand about breakthrough is that breakthrough, especially one that comes from God, is something that starts in the heart. Now, this woman that we just read about, you can see that there was a faith in her heart that if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. When Jesus finally passed her town, it was just a manifestation of what was already in her heart. I often tell people that when God is really going to bless you, he doesn't just, you know, God is not Father Christmas, where he just comes loaded with blessings. When God wants to bless a person, he works in the person's heart. When your heart transforms, when your heart changes, then you must know that you are 5-2 your breakthrough season. It's dangerous for a person whose heart has not been transformed to break through. It's dangerous. Come with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. The book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6. Are we there? Listen to what the Bible says. It says, but thou, when thou prayest, do what? Enter into your closet. Some Bibles say private room, isn't it? And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is where? In secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. So God will never bless you openly until you meet him in secret. Yes. I listen to me. Yes. Something must happen in your heart first. There must be a transformation in your heart first. If that event doesn't take place in your heart, sometimes you will encounter breakthrough, but it's coming at the wrong time. Because you are not ready. The transformation hasn't taken place. And therefore, you waste and destroy what God is giving you. I listen to what I'm saying. You know, I personally believe, you know, Sandile led us to a prayer, through a prayer this morning, that we must pray that our breakthrough is in line with God's will. Amen. I personally believe that you can take what God is giving you and the same thing becomes something that is resisting your relationship with God. Amen. One time God told Moses, make a snake, and he said, put it for everyone to see. And he said, anyone who's sick and looks at the snake will be healed. It was God. God did that, not Satan. But people started looking at the snake and said, this is God. And they started worshiping the snake. And God said to them, I am the God who healed thee. Not the snake, it's God. But now the blessing, people have turned it to idolatry. and now they are becoming enemies with God through something that God blessed them with. So the problem is not God, the problem is us. Because sometimes we enter our season of breakthrough, but the heart has not been prepared for the season that's coming. Some of us have been praying for a car. Oh God, Rikapo, Radigeblero Zobra. Even your tongues, I mean, it's like you are speaking another language. Liduri brings Bengal Gagablo Trietos. And a car comes because you've been begging God. Suddenly now the car has something now that you are chasing girls. Now you've even learned to whistle. When you are driving, you slow down. Uringwana. Sure. Suddenly now the car full of your alcoholic friends. Drinking in your car that you've been crying to God for. And it is God who is giving it to you. Your friends come to fetch you Sunday morning. No, just drop us there, then you can go to church. Just drop us. When you get there, they're like, no, Emanyan is still ill. Just reggae one yana. Before you know it, it's 4 p.m. You are coming back home. The blessing was from God. It was an answer to prayers. But you are not ready. And the good thing now suddenly looks like a bad thing. Amen. Some people, they go into their season of marriage, but they are not ready. Amen. The wife is now suddenly a boxing, you practice boxing with her. Try. Till you never say, your heart first must be transformed. Let me show you an example of what I mean. Come with me to 1 Kings chapter 12. We'll read from verse 1. 1 Kings chapter 12. Reading from verse 1. The book of 1 Kings, the 12th chapter and the first verse. Are we there? The Bible says, and Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel were come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. So just to give you some context, this was Solomon's son. So Solomon had just passed away, and this one had been made king in his father's stead. So his breakthrough was him becoming king. God broke him through. He's now the authority of the land. He is the king. He is the president of the time. Are you understanding me? So in verse 2 it says, and it came to pass when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, heard of it, for he was fled from the presence of Solomon. And Jeroboam dwelt in Egypt. Verse 3, that they sent and called him. And Jeroboam and all the congregation of Israel came and spake unto Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore, make thou the grievous service of thy father and his yoke, and his heavy yoke, which he put upon us, lighter, and we shall serve thee. And he said unto them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old man that stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, and said, how do ye advise that I may answer this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou wilt be a servant unto this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them and speak good words to them. Then they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old man, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye that we may answer this people, who have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter? And the young men that were grown up with him spake unto him, saying, thus shalt thou speak unto this people that spake unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, your yoke heavy, but make thou it lighter unto us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas thy father did laid you with heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father had chastised you with whips, I will chastise you with scorpions. To cut the long story short, when these guys came back, he answered them the answer of his friends and rejected the answer of the wise people who used to give advice to the wisest man who ever lived. Now this young man, you can see that he entered his breakthrough season. As young as he was, God gave him a huge responsibility to be a king over his people. But this man's heart was not ready and transformed for the huge breakthrough that he was about to experience. And instead of him taking the advice, because his father took the kingdom from David when David died, and he made it a great kingdom. Israel became rich to the point that, you see, if someone saw 50 rand on the floor, they'll say, hey, 50 rand, hey, somebody dropped, and they'll continue walking. Because everyone had more than enough. One queen, the Bible calls her the Queen of Sheba, or the Queen of the South, came to visit Solomon because they heard of his wealth and his wisdom. So when the woman arrived at Solomon's palace, the Bible says he saw the way that the servants were dressed. She just saw the servants and she couldn't handle it, and the Bible says she fainted. She hasn't even seen Solomon, the one that she has come to see. Now these guys were advising that type of man. The guy should have had the sense to think that, look at what my father has built. And he should have appreciated the people who were around his father. But you see, that thing never entered his heart. And so when he entered into his blessing, he still has that heart of a youth. And he got this situation and he asked the advisors, what do you think? And they gave him such good advice. They said, look, be a servant to them. If you be a servant to them, they will serve you forever. Then the young people said, don't listen to the old people. They don't know. This is now modern times. They don't understand modern times. Tell these people that my pinky, you know my pinky, is heavier than my whole father put together. He said, my father used to whip you with whips. I'm not going to use whips. I'm going to bring scorpions. To cut the long story short, the kingdom was divided into two. The people rebelled and they took half of the kingdom. In fact, they took seven tribes. And this guy, I think, was left with three, if I remember correctly. You have to allow God to work in your heart, so that when you enter into your breakthrough season, you'll be sustained there. The worst thing that can happen is that you go up and you come back down. It's hard to come back down after you've been up. It's difficult. So allow God to prepare you. Amen. Allow God to work in your heart. Allow God to change some things. Amen. Even Moses went through the same thing. He almost entered into his breakthrough when his heart was not ready. Amen. In the book of Acts, the Bible tells us that he knew that God had called him. He knew that he had an important destiny. Amen. He knew. So when he saw an Egyptian beat and mistreating an Israelite, something rose in him and he wanted to defend the Israelite, but it wasn't his time. So he took the Egyptian and his anger was so much that he killed him. One of my church members said, "Pastor, when I fight, it's like I doze off. By the time I come back, I'm about to kill someone." Hey! Moses had that type of anger. When he becomes angry, it's like something else takes over him. When he came to himself, he had killed a man. When he looked around, he noticed that people saw him and then he ran away. He was not ready. It was not yet his time because his heart had not been transformed. You see, when this breakthrough comes, when it is your time to break through, your heart must be ready. If you go into your breakthrough and your heart is not ready, you will not enjoy the things that God has prepared for you. You will not be able to survive in your high place. Prepare your heart. Decide that I'm going to work on my relationship with God. It's the best way to prepare your heart. One time I went to a prayer meeting many years ago. And as I was at that prayer meeting, there was a gentleman who was leaving. A short gentleman shorter than me, about this high. And he left. Then the lady who was leading the prayer meeting, she asked us and said, "Do you know the person who just left?" And we all said, "We don't know this person." So this person is one of the greatest business people in Ghana, to the point that he's friends with the president. But he was there praying. I was telling those who come on Saturdays that one pastor was preaching and he said he went to a certain church and he met an usher. Someone say usher. Just an usher. But when he saw the usher, he noticed that, "I know this person. This usher was a multi-billionaire." Multi. Ba, ba, bi. Not million. Billion. In the multiple levels. And he was ushering in the church. "Come, there's a chair. May you sit here. Oh, the car is parked in the wrong place. Please park over there." A billionaire. And the wife was in the praise and worship. Billionaire. And he was telling that pastor, he said, "I just recently bought this other equipment worth millions, multi-millions. And he said, I'm the only one in the country who has it. But he's an usher in the church. Ushering people, sit here, carrying chairs." You see, the heart is ready for his season. The breakthrough doesn't change him. The breakthrough doesn't make him mad. Because the heart is correct. The heart is correct. Am I talking to somebody? Many people, when they enter their breakthrough, you will even think that it is Satan that is giving the breakthrough. It's not Satan, it's God. But the heart is not correct. So, before you enter into your season, where God wants you to be noticed, God has to work in you first. You become humble. You become a person who knows that without God, I am nothing. Even if I become the biggest whatever, I am I am what I am by the grace of God.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, are you still here, neighbor?
Yes,
yeah, yeah. I'm telling you.
Amen.
I've seen people when they enter into, because you see, God will never give you the fullness of a blessing.
Amen.
Never. He always gives you a drop. Are you here?
Yeah.
So some people, while they're experiencing the drop, they've not experienced the full one. The drop has made them go crazy. Even the Holy Spirit, you see, is someone that we always ask, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill, even when you get anointed, it's not over. We still pray, fill me with the Holy Spirit. The only person who received the fullness of the Holy Spirit was Jesus. All of us, we are receiving, you know, in certain portions. God will never give you full-blown blessing like that. Now imagine you've just tasted it and you've already gone mad. You've just tasted. It means you have lost everything else that is still coming. So allow God to work in your heart. Alright? Spend time with Him. Read your Bible. Pray. Pray. And just allow Him to, you know, marinate your heart with Himself. Marinate your heart with His love. Become one with Him. You and God must be one thing. So that when you enter your breakthrough season, I like David. You see, David is a guy you could see that he is with God. When he entered his breakthrough season and became a king, anything that happened, he said, Lord, can I go? And God will say, okay, go. Sometimes God will say, don't go. If you go here, you won't come back. He will stay. David was around God. Even in his sin, God was angry with him and killed his child. So before God killed his child, he was praying to the same person who was angry with him. And he was fasting and praying. And then the child died. And then he stopped his fast and went on with his life. So his servant said, but now why have you stopped fasting? And he said, but I've been talking to God and he didn't hear my prayer. The child is dead. We move on. And he continued with God till he died. The Bible says there is no king that ever lived that was like David. A man after God's own heart. His heart was ready. His heart was ripe. That even when Jesus, the one who in the beginning was God, even when he comes, he calls himself the son of David.
Amen.
What a blessing. I said, what a blessing.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, what is coming towards you next year is something that is going to transform your life forever.
Amen.
When we were praying last week and God ministered to us, what came to my spirit was that it's a year where you'll begin to be noticed. Prepare your heart.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, prepare your heart.
Amen.
Yeah. Prepare. Don't allow the breakthrough to take you away.
Amen.
Don't allow the breakthrough to destroy you. Prepare your heart.
Amen.
Learn to be a praying person.
Amen.
Learn to be a word person.
Amen.
Yeah. Even if God starts blessing you and your businesses start working and everything starts booming, you mustn't be like, hey, Pastor Witty, hey, we are busy these days. Oh, but I thought it's God who blessed you. Hey, Pastor, you know business the way it works. You won't understand, Pastor, you're a pastor.
Amen.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll try to understand later. Hallelujah. Pastor, my child. How? But the Bible says that children are a gift from God.
Amen.
It's God who's giving you the child.
Amen.
Pastor, you won't understand.
Amen.
I have one there. There's my one. Your amens have become very soft.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, your breakthrough is coming. Definitely coming.
Amen.
I have no doubt.
Amen.
You are breaking through next year.
Amen.
But I want to encourage you. Two things I said. When Jesus comes, you will act like he's passing by. So you must recognize. And secondly, God starts in your heart. If you don't notice God doing anything in your heart, it means that you are about to miss out. So when you notice God changing you, working in you, then you realize that I'm 5 to entering my big breakthrough season. Hallelujah. Let's rise to our feet. Put your hands together for Jesus. It is my season to break through.
Amen.
I'm also believing that this church is breaking through this coming year.
Amen.
We will be noticed.
Amen.
When you say Healing Fire Ministries, they say, oh, that one, that is, they will know. Now when you say Healing Fire Ministries, it's like, what you talking about? Is that a church? We are going to be noticed.
Amen.
And you are going to be noticed.
Amen.
Some of you in your job, you've been working out tirelessly. And it's like they've never noticed you. It's your season to be noticed. Suddenly it will be like you are walking with God himself. Suddenly the person who never saw you will greet you and say, hey, how are you? I haven't seen you for a while. It's your season. Hallelujah. I want you to talk to your God and just thank him that you are about to break through. You are about to break through. And ask him, Lord, I don't know when you look at my heart what you see. Sometimes I may think that my heart is ready, but when you look, it's not ready. Please work in my heart. I don't want to miss my breakthrough. When it comes, I don't want to, you know, mishandle it. I want to walk into it. I want to sustain it for the rest of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Talk to the Lord. Kebaraba shekis. Zon el benano. Nadele Odalazudis Laekin Eldubela Tudaru Reze Brakush Manderias Mandore Kebela Karas Horande Keba Ezado Olalamoin Lehekes El Munari Carreros O Rabasha Kedabosias Repanderebos Yanderebos Yakadas. Father, we pray in the mighty name of your Holy Son Jesus Christ, that when we see that cloud that is the size of a hand, my God, we will know and recognize and perceive that this is the beginning of breaking through in the mighty name of Jesus. Reke parasi, rosheke pariyako, reze kregados, rapato koroboshi, mante la palokote, raka pa, raka peke reboshia, raseke bosiara. I will not miss it. I will not miss it. I'm breaking through in 2022. I'm breaking through in 2022. I will not miss my season. I will not miss my season. I will not miss my season. Hey, sheke barabosie, rapako rabosie kabeko, rapake rabosieke, rapakate kereboshia kake, rakaparia kabereboshia. Rabakorobosia Karasia, Rabakorobosia Brosh, Rabakeria Kerebos. Pray, somebody pray. Lift up your voice. E Shade Bokobakabaka, E Kaparabashate, Rakababosia, Rababababasotororoboshake. Hey, Shadabako. I will never miss it. I will never miss it. I'm breaking through. It's my season. Mashatabayos, Jode Kabol, Rai Gagado Korobos, Rade Kerebos, Yabrabola Baya Korobos. And Father, we pray, prepare our hearts, Lord. Get us ready for our breakthrough season. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And the whole church will shout a louder amen.
Amen.
A louder amen.
Amen.
Lift up your hands to the Father. My Father, I pray. I do not only pray for those who are here, but I pray for our church members who have traveled. I pray for our church members who for any other reason could not come today. Lord, a wind is about to blow into this church. A wind that will cause us to break through. A wind that will cause us to give birth into to our destinies. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your Holy Son, that nobody here will ever miss their season. I pray, O God, those whose hearts are not ready, prepare them, minister to them, talk to them, visit them, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you believe, let me hear aloud, amen. Put your hands together for the Lord.